Menachos Perek Yud, Mishnah Tes, 10:9, the last of the Perek, the last on the topic of the Karban Omer, and more on the exemptions of times when you can harvest grains prior to the harvesting of the barley for the Minchas Omer. Says the Mishnah, Kotrim Mipnei HaNatios. You're allowed to reap grains that are growing amongst the saplings. Here the idea is that these grains are sort of in competition with the saplings, the little trees, and you want to get rid of them, kind of like you're weeding, so that the nutrients could go straight to the trees and not have to be diverted to any of these grains. So since these grains anyways are growing amongst the trees, they're not going to be fully nourished, they're not ideal, and therefore they would not be eligible to be brought as the barley for the Omer anyways, the Chachila. So that's why there's not an Isra Doraisa to cut them down. We just have this, you know, this rabbinic restriction, not getting things mixed up. So again, Mishnah will give restrictions on that in a moment. The second reason that the Mishnah gives for why you would be allowed to cut down grains prior to the harvesting of the barley for the Omer is Mipnei Beis Ha'Evel, for a house of mourning, probably literally translated. The idea here is, in the time of the Mishnah, the custom was that after the mourners returned from the Kavura, the burial, they would make the Mesudas Havra, like a big communal meal with their friends and family. You need a large space for that, probably too large for anyone to fit in any particular house. Therefore, they do it outdoors typically, and if there's no place outdoors except in the fields and you need to make space in the fields, you'd be allowed to cut down in a way those grains growing in the field so that you could have a place to sit and console the mourners. The base of this leniency, because this could be grain that would be eligible potentially for the Omer, is the pasuk says, Reishis Katsirchem, the first of your harvest. So it's a harvest which is for you. That's what's restricted. So if you're harvesting not for yourself, not for your own personal use, but rather for the sake of a mitzvah, to make this place for the mourners, then it would become permitted. And similarly, Mipnei Bittel Beis HaMidrash, for the sake of alleviating people not being able to learn in the Beis HaMidrash. The idea is if the Beis HaMidrash is full, you need a place to put people. So instead of sitting on the floor in the Beis HaMidrash, they'll sit on the, because it's full, they learn on the floor typically. They'd be sitting, you make space for them outside. If the only space outside is space where you need to clear because you have grain going there, you can cut that away for the sake of Talmud Torah. So that's that. It seems that the Bar Torah's Girsa was Mipnei Beis HaMidrash, for the sake of having a place to learn. That's the same idea, I think. Just a different Girsa, I think. Now, when you're making these kind of permitted cuttings, says the Mishnah, Lo Yaso San Krichos. You shouldn't tie up the bundles as you harvest them. Again, we're doing it in an unusual way. Of a manichin tzavasim, you should just leave them lying on the floor. So you leave the harvested grain stalks on the floor, and you'll bundle them after the Omer is brought. Again, the idea is we don't want to do extra work and want to make it sure it's clear that we're doing this beheter, of course, but it still remains restricted. You certainly can't eat it. Now, there are those who learn that krichos are sort of large tied bundles and tzavasim are small tied bundles. Whatever the case is, the idea is that you're harvesting and you're bundling in an unusual way. Says the Mishnah further, Mitzvah Sa'omer Lavo Min HaKama. The proper thing, the ideal thing, is that you should get the barley that's used in the Minchas Omer from standing grain, meaning grain that's still attached to the ground. This is really based on the Pasuk. The Pasuk in Devarim in Parshas Re'eh says, Me'achel Chermesh Bakama, from when the sickle touches the Kama, the standing grain. The point is, therefore, you see that, and that's in the context talking about the Sefirah Sa'omer. So the point is that you really should have the Omer coming from standing grain. But if not, says the Mishnah, then not. If you can't, says the Mishnah, lo matza, you just can't find eligible standing barley for use for whatever reason, then yavi min ha'amarim, you can bring it from the already pre-cut barley from before. Now, what's the base for this? Because the Pasuk, in the context of the Omer, says, vim takriv minchas bikurim lashem. So the word takrim is one, you offer it once. The Pasuk goes on to say, aviv kalui ba'esh geres kamel. It should be, I don't know, fresh, roasted in the fire, and geres, like ground up coarsely. Karmel, so plump in the plump kernels. Takriv, offer it as minchas bikurecha. Now the word takriv is appearing twice in the same Pasuk. And it's totally redundant. So therefore, Chazal understand there are two kinds of hakravas, two kinds of offerings. There's the ideal and there's the bidyevid. So we're saying, even if you can't bring the ideal, still bring it to sort of the bidyevid way, meaning from grain that had been severed from the ground prior to the 16th of Nisan. Ideally, it should happen, as the Mishnah says, on the 16th at night. And the Mishnah say, now, furthermore, it says, mitzvah solavo min halach. It should be ideally coming from, like, kind of moist grains. Again, the pasuk says karmel. There are different two different drashas. Rashi and Unkelos focus on both of them in the Gemara, one each, in terms of what karmel means. But it essentially means, either it means like a karmale, like a full pillow, or it means rach and mal, it's soft and like easily smushed. So the idea is that it should be sort of plump and moist. Lo matzah, if you can't find the moist, you know, plump, then yavi mina yavesh, so bring dry barley as well. It's also okay, you know, bidyavid. Again, the base of that is the word takriv twice, so you can have a second akrav of a bidyavid if need be. Mitzvah so liktzor balayla. Ideally, you should be harvesting your barley at night, the night after the first day of Pesach, the night of Tes Zayin Nisan. The base of that is because it should be sheva shabbosos tamimos, like complete weeks, so it should be as close as possible to a full 7 weeks. But again, if you can't, so then niktzer b'yom, and you harvest it by day, kosher. It's kosher after the fact. Now, the truth is that this topic is a bit of machlokas, as machlokas tanaim. That machlokas exists in Maseches Megillah, second parak. And our Mishnah is going to the sheet, according to the Shita of Rebbe, meaning Rebbe Yehuda Nasi, who holds that it can be harvested in the day as well. There is another opinion, which is the Shita of Rebbe Elazar Reb Shimon, who holds, no, it specifically must be done at night. Now, the last part of our Mishnah says, V'doche ese Shabbos, it pushes off Shabbos. So now, what is being pushed off by Shabbos? We're not talking here about the harvesting can be done on Shabbos as well. Although that is true lahalacha, the shita here of our Tana is that the harvesting can be done any time, day or night, and therefore it actually wouldn't push off Shabbos. So the proper way to read this Mishnah is that the offering of that Minchas Haomer is Doche Shabbos, it pushes off Shabbos, but not the harvesting, not the reaping, which can be done before Shabbos and it's done at a specific time. That notwithstanding, the halacha follows the shita of the Tana, who we sort of saw throughout this perek, which is that both the harvesting and the offering of the Minchas Homer is Doches HaShabbos, and that'll be, no, that's the Din LaHalacha.